Good morning. This is the Valder Beebe Show, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. How do we say your name? I want to say it right.
It's Dr. Adeola.
I like that Valder Beebe name. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I really want to know what you have to talk about this morning, because when you get discharged from the hospital, I want to know, because it's changed, you know. They're just sending, doctors are sending people home, and I want to know what's the right thing to do. What are you going to tell us?
That's a great question. It's important for patients and caregivers to understand that there's certain risks that they may be exposed to when they leave the hospital. One of the important issues that patients often experience is medication management issues. And this is because oftentimes they are sent home on new medications that they're unfamiliar with, or there's changes that have been made to their previous medications. A pharmacist is a valuable resource that can help you better understand what changes have been made to your medications, how to use them safely, and what side effects you can anticipate. If you experience any types of side effects when you leave the hospital, it's important for you as a patient or your loved one to call the doctor or pharmacist, because it's possible that you may need a different dose, or maybe we need to switch you to a different medication.
So, now, those of us taking home a sick loved one, friend, or relative, we're almost becoming the at-home nurse.
Yes. We're seeing that happen more. You are absolutely right. We're seeing that happen more. In fact, we tell loved ones and caregivers to be active in a patient's care throughout their hospital stay and soon after discharge. One of the things that they can do to really help their loved ones is to help to keep an updated medication list. This includes their prescription medicines, their over-the-counter medicines, and herbal supplements, and to share this list with their pharmacists or doctors. The reason why this is important is because this information will help us to minimize medication errors and dangerous interactions that can occur.
Doctor, this is like really serious, giving someone their medication. So
yes.
We start first getting our instructions from the pharmacist rather than just going there like we usually do, get them filled, take them home, read the bottle, and think we know. So we
right.
Should stop and talk with the pharmacist, correct?
I definitely advise that, because oftentimes you get the bottle and you get a sheet of paper that has all this information in there, and information can be overwhelming. So what the pharmacist does is helps guide you to the key information that you need to take away. Oftentimes a lot of medicines have side effects attached to them. Some are unpleasant but not concerning, and others are more dangerous and may require you to either go to the emergency room or talk to a doctor. This is what a pharmacist can help you with. They are the medication experts. So I recommend to my patients to use that resource while they're in the hospital and even when they go home in the community.
What about a lot of plans have nurse advice lines? Shouldn't we be using those?
Absolutely. Every healthcare provider has a role to play to provide a more comprehensive care for you. I recommend, in addition to using the other healthcare providers like your nurse, your doctors, to also utilize your pharmacist to help answer any questions that's specifically related to how medications work and what side effects that you can anticipate from them.
I've got this question for you on Facebook also, too. When you bring a loved one home, should we give them any over-the-counter medication? And I'm thinking no, but what do you say?
It's a real question, and it's a very good question, because I also have, you know, grandma at home who asks, you know, can I use this medicine? The important thing to know is, especially if you're taking prescription medicines, it's always a good idea to run any over-the-counter medicine by your pharmacist and your doctor, because like I mentioned earlier, some of these medicines can interact with each other and can cause dangerous interactions that we do not want. So to make the most benefit and the best use out of your medications, I advise that before you buy a medicine and use over-the-counter, talk to your local pharmacist. They're accessible. They're right there in the pharmacy. You can ask them questions, and also make sure you communicate to your doctor as well.
My pharmacist, or my doctor today, is Dr. Adeola, and she's a clinical pharmacist specializing in internal medicine. How'd I do on that last name?
You did great.
Would you send my audience on the web, Doc?
Yeah, so the website that I recommend is called safemedication.com, and this website has resources on how patients can create their own medication lists, how a pharmacist can be beneficial or helpful to answer some of their questions, and also some general information about common medications that they may encounter. And just to recap, the important things that patients and caregivers should remember is to make sure they have that updated list and share it with their providers, monitor for any side effects that can occur, and ensure that the patient has a follow-up appointment with their primary care physician closely after they're discharged.
Dr. Adeola, I want to thank you so much, and because this is really important information, thanks for being my guest on the Valder Beebe Show and being my doctor of the day. You're pretty smart.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.